A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you find that the world hates you, know it has hated me before you. If you belonged to the world, it would love you as its own. The reason it hates you is that you do not belong to the world. But I chose you out of the world. Remember what I told you, no slave is greater than his master. They will harry you as they harried me. They will respect your words as much as they respected mine. All this they will do to you because of my name, for they know nothing of him who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. In today's Gospel, the words, "You do not belong to this world," brought to mind a recent movie I went to see. It was a movie called The Soloist. In it, Robert Downey Jr. plays a reporter who tries to help a homeless musician played by Jamie Foxx. The musician is a great artist who developed schizophrenia while at Juilliard and now lives on the streets of L.A. In one scene, the musician is playing his cello at a homeless shelter, totally involved in his music. And its music is soothing and refreshing the souls of the shelter. A little bit later, in another scene, the soloist is getting ready to play a small formal concert for people dressed in suits and fancy clothes. The tension is built through music and camera angles, and the soloist stops playing and runs away. As a musician myself, I can feel the pain of the soloist. His music is not a means to an end. It is not a finished product that is important because of its completion. It is the act of creation, the music itself, that is the heart of his passion and love. But our material world needs to see some sort of product, some completion for their effort. Jesus tells us that that is not the Father's way. Our lives are the passion and love of God, not our finished product. Thank goodness for God's mercy. We don't have to be a finished product. God's love is forming us. We just have to be open to God's love, willing to turn our lives over to do His formation. To lose ourselves in the music of creation. When we do this, our lives will be transformed and we will do the Father's will because it will be a part of our makeup, not because it is a law or a commandment, but because we allowed ourselves to be immersed in the love of God. We can be a revelation to the world that only judges by finished products. If the world hates us, we can show them love. Christianity is a paradox for the people of the world, which might be why we get the feeling that they hate us sometimes. They have trouble understanding how God, the all-powerful God, could give himself over to become man and eventually to hand himself over to be whipped and scourged and crucified. But our message is that he did so that he could show us how to rise from the dead. Let us live our lives so that the hatred of the world will not bother us. Let us live our lives so that the world can see the meaning of the words of Christ, the meaning of not belonging to this world. That God's love has a different way of looking at life. Let them be able to point at us and say, "Look at how they love one another."